You have names for other types of porches or different names?
We have front porch and a back porch.
Do you have older?
Have a side porch, screen porch.
How about one that went all the way around the house?
No.
No. Would it make any difference whether it had a roof or not?
Well, it would make a difference. Well, a sun porch wouldn't have a roof.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about one on the second floor?
Veranda.
All right. If the door is open and you don't want it to be, you tell someone to...
Shut it.
Good. What would you call boards on the outside of the house that lap over each other? They go run horizontally.
I don't have a word for that.
Okay. You would say, I get in my car and I blank to work.
Drive.
Yesterday I...
Drove.
And I have...
Driven.
Good. What's the part of the house that covers the top?
Roof.
Mm-hmm. What are the little things along the edge that carry the water off? If you don't clean them out, leaves get stopped up in them, and then they don't carry the water off anymore. And then they rot.
Give me a hint.
Well, there are different names for them, really. Sometimes they're built in, and sometimes they're just suspended. You know what I'm describing?
Yeah, and I know a word for it, but I can't think of it.
I think the most common name for it's gutters. That's not your word.
No, not for the one on the roof.
What's a gutter, then? That's along with the
like,
ground?
Yeah, like a ditch.
Mm-hmm. Also, they're called eaves troughs.
That's it. Eave troughs.
Just
or eaves troughs. Either.
Mm, okay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Do you have a name for a part of the roof where a house, two L's might come together, and then there'd be a place in between where water would run down or leaves would get stuck or snow would accumulate?
Two L's?
Or how a place where the house, the roof and the L come together, and it's just a slanting place. Okay, I have no name for this.
Okay.
How about a little building that you might use for storing wood?
A wood house or firehouse.
What about one for tools?
Wood shed. We have one, we call it the boathouse. I don't know why.
Hmm.
I suppose at one time they could have had a boat in there.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a name for an outdoor toilet?
Outhouse.
Any others? Joking terms for it?
No.
Okay. You might say to somebody, well, if there was a noise, you might say to somebody, did you
hear that?
Mm-hmm. And he would say, yes, I
heard it.
But I have
heard.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If I ask you if you know a person and you haven't actually met the person, but you're familiar with his name, you might say, I don't know him, but I've
met him.
Going back to the word we were using a minute ago, I've
heard of him.
Mm-hmm. That's it. A friend came to town and another friend had been visiting with him. He might ask you, have you seen him yet? And you would say, no, I
haven't seen him.
Mm-hmm. And if someone said, has your brother seen him? No, he
hasn't seen him.
Mm-hmm. Of something that is done every day and you're asked, do you do it frequently? You might say, yes, I
do it.
Mm-hmm. And does he do it? Yes, he
does it.
Okay. And if you're giving somebody his choice and it makes no difference to him, you might say he blank which you give him.
Does it care?
Mm-hmm. You're not really positive which of two things is the right answer, you to express your doubt, you might say, I'm not
sure.
Mm-hmm.